Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, and today I'm going to indulge myself a little bit. This is our 100th episode between our old audio-only podcast episodes on MTGcast and our YouTube content. So I want to talk about one of my favorite subjects in Magic, including Commander, as well as one of my favorite cards in the entire format. Before we get started, though, I just wanted to thank you for joining us. Never would have come this far without our audience. If you are enjoying the content you're seeing on YouTube, go ahead and give us a like, subscribe. If you're enjoying it anywhere else you might be getting this from, be sure to leave a comment, a like. It goes a long way to really helping us out. It doesn't cost you anything. So without further ado, I'm excited to talk about my favorite card, probably in all of Commander, and that is Scrap Trawler. It is a 3-2 artifact creature construct for 3 with. Whenever Scrap Trawler or another artifact you control is put into a graveyard from the battlefield, return to your hand target artifact card in your graveyard with a lesser mana value. This happy little construct will help you recycle your scrapped artifacts, letting you virtually draw an artifact from your graveyard back to your hand whenever another artifact you control is destroyed or sacrificed. Now, when looking at an engine, it's important to consider the limitations. The designers put several limitations on how this card works in order to make it an easy combo machine, or to prevent it from being too much of a combo machine, as the case may be. Recognizing these limitations will help you understand how to build your engine, by identifying the missing pieces you'll need in order to bridge those limitations. So, in Scrap Trawler's case, we're going to identify that we're missing a few steps in building the effective engine in just a couple of moments. But we will also see that Scrap Trawler requires you to count down when you use it as an engine piece. Absent any other factors, you can't infinitely recur artifacts, as your 2-drop can only get back a 1-drop and a 0-drop, while your 1-drop can only get you back a 0-drop, and a 0-drop can't get you back anything. Recognizing these limitations, we can start to build our engine. Artifacts, which would allow us to return an artifact with a mana value higher than their own, allow us to form a loop with Scrap Trawler. Mirror Retriever is a perfect example. This 2-drop can return any artifact from our graveyard to our hand when it dies. So if we were to grab a 3-drop with its own death trigger, Scrap Trawler's trigger could also grab us a 1-drop or a 0-drop out of the graveyard, potentially allowing us to go infinite if we can assemble the rest of our engine. So what other enablers do we need to start looping artifacts into and out of the graveyard? First, and most obviously, we need to get our artifacts from play, or from our hand, into the graveyard. If we can accomplish that, we're going to be able to take advantage of Scrap Trawler. That means we could potentially get our opponents to destroy our artifacts for us, or we could have a sac outlet. And quite frankly, sac outlets are pretty much a dime a dozen in Commander, fortunately. And we could use a good old reliable Viscera Seer to sacrifice our artifact creatures and start drawing them back out of the graveyard. But then we do run into another problem, another limitation in our engine. We're going to run out of mana eventually. We're getting our artifacts back into our hand, not onto the battlefield. So another piece of the engine we will need to assemble is a way to pay to recast those artifacts. We could change our sac outlet, though, from something like Viscera Seer to maybe Krukklan Ironworks. And now, not only can we sacrifice non-creature artifacts, but we also net 2 mana every time we sacrifice an artifact, allowing us to potentially loop for longer before we run out of mana. We could also try to reduce the cost to cast our artifacts towards 0 with a card like Foundry Inspector. This points to another important missing piece of our engine. We don't really get anything from looping our engine a bunch of times. Outlets are that final piece an engine needs, a way to get payoff from all of your loops of your engine. By itself, Scrap Trawler's payoff is fairly mild. You get to cast artifacts again, and we're kind of incentivized to play low-cost, efficient artifacts to make the loop easier. So we're not likely to be casting expensive artifacts with powerful effects. Having a dedicated outlet makes looping our engine much more appealing. A classic outlet for an effect like Infinite Mana is Thrasios, Triton Hero, which allows you to put all of the lands in your deck into play tapped, and to draw the rest of your deck. Scrap Trawler loops can theoretically generate infinite mana, as we'll see in a moment, but we're also going to be getting value from artifacts being cast, entering the battlefield, or dying, so there's other potential angles to look at too. So maybe we lean into the artifacts which have ETB or death triggers. Good old Ichor Wellspring? Or artifacts that need to be sacrificed to work, like Expedition Map. It often helps, though, to have a dedicated outlet. Reckless Fireweaver is a great option for Scrap Trawler loops because it lets you ping down your opponents, so it acts as a win condition. And from Phyrexia All Will Be One, there's Transplant Theorist, who can help you loot through your library and sculpt your hand. You may also want to make lots of mana, and black cards like Pitiless Plunderer can help you build a stockpile of treasures. And since most Scrap Trawler loops depend on recasting creatures, green powerhouses like Beast Whisperer can help you draw tons of cards. But this format is called Commander, and we can get our engine running a lot more smoothly if we have one of the pieces of our engine in the command zone as opposed to in the 99. So one way you can choose to build your deck around an engine is to choose a commander who acts as an outlet for your engine. We've already talked about Thrasios, who's a great outlet for generic mana. Personally, I've built a God Eternal Oketra deck, and it's one of my favorites in my roster. Getting an extra 4/4 Vigilant Body for each creature cast I do is a great way to get paid off from my efforts for assembling Scrap Trawler engines, where most of the pieces just so happen to be creatures. And Psy Master Thopterist does something pretty similar, netting you additional artifacts on each cast which neatly fit into other parts of your engine. Both of these are pretty sweet ways to build up massive boards. They play well into more battlecruiser tables, often requiring a full turn cycle to win, even if you have an infinite combo because their payoffs, creature tokens, do lack haste. And the overwhelming mass of creatures can often threaten stronger tables where creature beats are less common and harder to interact with. Death triggers are also a little harder to take advantage of. Personally, I've experimented with Tesa Karlov, the double death trigger Panharmonicon Tesa, but it wound up needing some pretty bloated packages to feel consistent, enough that I felt like I wasn't just spinning my wheels. Didn't work out for me. Our commander could also act as an enabler, filling roles elsewhere in the engine, which is how I actually built my Rakdos Lord of Riots deck, with Rakdos acting as a massive cost reducer, often immediately enabling me to cast any card in my loop for free, while the same aristocrats that enabled me to cast my commander also serving as the win condition to ping my opponents down. But I think that Hamza, Guardian of Arashin, is also a sweet choice for a cost reducer in the command zone, though you'd probably need to adjust the package to lean more on artifacts that care about +1/+1 counters to really make it work. You may also decide to make use of a sac out in the command zone as an enabler, and while many of the commander options cost mana to activate, limiting your ability to turn your engine into an infinite combo, a few don't require any mana. Vishkal, Blood Arbiter, is a blast from the past, a great source of removal, a Voltron win condition all his own, and a free sac outlet, though priced highly enough that you probably won't cast him very lightly. Much cheaper are options like Varals or Yeheni. You can get some pretty cheap sac outlets from Kell's Fight Fixer, as well as the seemingly never-ending well of options from Baldur's Gate like the background Street Urchin. And really, you'd be hard-pressed not to consider Brea, if you want a more thematic and appropriate and high-color sac outlet. You could also plan to look for a tutor in your command zone to enable you to get your plan online and get Scrap Trawler quicker. Oswald Fiddlebender and Prime Speaker Vanifar are both birthing pod-esque effects who are both sac outlets and tutors to assemble your engine. And Razaketh Foul-Blooded can rapidly assemble your engine if you can get the mana to cast him and have enough life left over to win. The next question to ask when you're considering an engine is how you're going to go about assembling it. Obviously, if your commander is part of your engine, that's one big check off your to-do list. But if you're not, you're going to need to dig through your deck or tutor for pieces of your engine. Which means black unconditional tutors are obviously very helpful. And blue and white tutors for artifacts are particularly useful for a Scrap Trawler engine. Green's creature tutors can be helpful too, since in this case with Scrap Trawler, most of the engine can be assembled out of creatures. But when it comes to card draw, Scrap Trawler as an engine is pretty happy to dump artifacts into the graveyard. Blue looting with Thirst for Knowledge, or red rummaging with Faithless Looting can be very useful means to sculpt your hand and get cards into your graveyard to boot. And unconventional black tutors like Entomb or Buried Alive also work well to set up your combo when you depend on your graveyard to win. We talked recently in our episode about setup costs that cards which only have a single purpose tend to be fairly lackluster. So prioritizing engine pieces, which are useful by themselves, is usually a pretty good rule of thumb to follow. For Scrap Trawler, we probably would want to prioritize getting something more universally useful, like Pitiless Plunder, into play, if we lacked any of our other artifact getter backers. Finally, we can't ignore the fact that engines are, by their very nature, fragile. Cards which produce powerful effects when brought together are, as we just noted, weaker when taken as individual parts. And what's more, each piece of your engine probably represents more than an investment of a single card. You probably spent a tutor, or significant card draw, in order to dig out those pieces. So if an opponent did destroy a piece of your engine, not only did it weaken your game plan, not only did it make the other cards in your hand or in play worse, but it also virtually cost you the cards it took to get your engine and pieces into play in the first place. I think this is one of the reasons I like graveyard strategies, such as good old Scrap Trawlers, so much. They're inherently less fragile, usually vulnerable only to tuck or exile based removal. Having backup plans to either get your engine back on track, or options to lateral into a new game plan if your engine is disrupted, are important parts of planning out your engine. In this case with Scrap Trawler, just by virtue of being able to get cards back out of the graveyard, it's not too hard to usually rebuild if things get destroyed. If they get exiled though, if things start to get tucked, that can be pretty iffy. So that was just 10 plus minutes of me gushing about one of my favorite engines and favorite cards in all of Magic. Now tell me about yours. You can let us know on YouTube, where we are Gemstone Mine Podcast. You can add us on Twitter, where we are at GemstoneMineMTG. Or you can send us an email, gemstonemindpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm John, and this is Gemstone Mine.